Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Julie Cajun and director of a wonderful play, Linda Grandy. The wonderful play is Belief, and you can see it live in Manhattan on September 18th through September 22nd. And it is a one-woman performance. Julie Cajun is the performer, and as I said, the director is Linda Grindy. They're both with us today. Ladies, how are you?
We're fine, thank you.
We're coming to you from Montana, so it's a beautiful place. Sun shining, 90 degrees.
Last day of summer here.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful state to be in. Give us a rundown of Belief. Tell us the origins of Belief and give us a summary.
I would like to say that there's a subtitle to the title Belief, and it's Lives and Stories of Salish Women. So that gives you a better idea of what this play is about.
Okay.
So the play is about Salish women from Montana, and some of the women are from the past and are no longer with us, but some of the women are still with us, and that is me. So it's a collection of stories that speaks to history, and it speaks to the human condition of love, loss, betrayal, forgiveness, overcoming things, enduring things, and sometimes being overcome by things. So it's a very authentic storyline of real women who are Native and connected to a particular place. The stories are also supported by some lovely original composed music from Swilcanum, who's from the Lummi Nation, David Lons, and Gary Strautsos, who's a flautist, who will be with me on stage providing live music.
Yeah, well, listen, this is, it's exciting. Sometimes the smaller the cast of talent involved, sometimes it's more complicated. It's all on your shoulders. There's nowhere to go. Everybody's going to be watching you, obviously, on stage. And
oh, yes. No pressure.
Yeah. But listen, there really isn't. You've got a great story to tell, if you think about it, right? You have a great story to tell, and it's an inspirational story.
Yes.
And no one's coming out there like you're doing Streetcar. People are coming out there because they believe in a cause, and you mentioned Salish women. They know that there's a story to be told there that's bigger than what's going on the 18th through the 22nd. So, you're going to have a supportive crowd there, I would assume.
I would assume that we would. And it's a story, you know, even though it's about a particular Native community, my community, and their women's stories, it really deals with the human condition. And as we went through this, creating it with Linda, and Linda selecting the stories that created the arc of a storyline, you know, one of the things that we said is that while people are diverse around the world, the things that connect us are greater than what divides us. And I think that as I've performed it, every time after I'm done, somebody comes up, and from lots of different cultures and different genders, they come up and say, hey, I connected with this, or this made me think of my mother, or let me tell you a story. So, you know, that's a pitch for everyone, you know, who's been in love or felt betrayed or been overwhelmed or given up. It's really their story. It's everybody's story. So.
And Linda, what have you worked on in the past? Is it any other one-woman plays?
Actually, yes. I've worked with Leah Jokey, who wrote a book called Juilliard to Jail, and then she did a one-woman show. She's teaching theater in the jail system right now in Lancaster, and she created a play called Prison Boxing, which we took to L.A., and she was nominated for Best Solo Performance. And again, I did a similar thing where I helped restructure the story she had to tell into a theatrical arc. And she's done really well with that show.
That's terrific. And again, you're going to have to give the catch line. It's belief, but give us the whole title if you can. Linda, if you don't mind.
It's Lives and Stories of Montana's Salish Women.
You know, let me turn to you, Julie. I mean, this has to be not only a fulfilling project, but also an emotional project to go through this. And again, I shouldn't be projecting, but I'm assuming that in writing this and getting down to the nitty gritty, that there's a lot of emotions that are involved there. It's not just it's not your typical comedy where you're making people laugh.
No.
Or it's lighthearted. This is a meaningful message that you're talking about, and it's something that I think people in general take very seriously, and especially the history of the Native Americans in this country. There's a lot going on here. Am I right to believe that there was a lot of emotions involved in writing this?
There are, and some of the stories are stories of women in my family. So as I went through it, my mother was still alive, and so I ended up going through and asking her a lot of family history and saying, is this how this happened with my great aunt Florence, and what about this? And so that was wonderful. She was at the premiere. So every time I do this, I think of all my female relatives and my ancestors. So it's very emotional for me, but there's also some humor, and I do make fun of myself and in my human condition. it's both. So you're onto something, Frank, with it. It's different, it's unique. And I think it's something original, and Native theater is original because these are stories that haven't been told. So I think that's a unique opportunity for people to experience Native theater and a Native story.
I know all the women here are individuals, and sometimes it's dangerous to connect the dots.
Yes.
But is there a common trait that you saw among the women that you have researched and wrote about? Is there a common trait that they all share?
You know, there is, and I'm really glad you asked me that. That's a very great question, Frank, because the thing that I saw in every woman that they shared, because they all were at a different historic time and had different challenges, but the thing that they shared that made them quite remarkable was that regardless of the hardship or challenge or racism, oppression, or whatever it was that they dealt with, or betrayal by a husband or whatever, they did not give in to hate and bitterness. And so they went through hardship, but they continued believing in themselves and in life and in love. And so they kept that ability in their heart and spirit that I think is kind of remarkable, because sometimes, you know, we give up
and accomplished amazing things.
Yeah. Right.
Let me just remind folks that are just tuning in or maybe turning on their radios a little late. Frank McKay here. Linda Grindy is the director of this wonderful play coming up September 18th through the 22nd. So you only have 5 days to see it. And the star of the play is Julie Cajun. And it is an important play. Everyone should get out there and see it. And I'll turn to the director. Linda, give us the venue once again, and give us the times that the show will be going on.
It's at the Jean Frankel Theater, and tickets are available on that website on Bond Street in the Village. And it is the 18th of September through the 22nd. And the 22nd is a matinee.
Let me ask you, Linda, while I have you here, Julie, as a one woman show, how hard is it if she's having a bad day as far as a rough day? Again, it's the first time I'm talking to you, but we all get in bad moods. Is it been difficult for you to deal directly with somebody? Obviously, you both have a lot of respect for each other. But if Julie's having a bad day, that's it. The whole staff, the whole crew is having a bad day, right?
I don't think there's a prima donna bone in her body.
I doubt it very much from everything I heard. I doubt there is. I didn't mean that. But I'm saying if there's a, you know, if
If well, there a... is. You're right. You're right. There is a lot of weight on the shoulders of a person who's doing a one woman show. But what's been really fun working with Julie is that, you know, she's a well-known academic. She's a very smart person who's done a lot of presentations in an academic way. So my challenge was to have her be a storyteller and add that emotional element and be kind of raw with the feelings that come up. And that's been an adventure for both of us.
It's certainly been an adventure for me, Frank.
And
I couldn't have done it without Linda pulling that piece out, because I'm used to a very formal presentation with my notes and research. And so it's a big change for me. And so it's been really Linda's art as a director to do that, or the play would not have become what it is at all.
Listen, let me thank you both for being here. And again, September 18th through the 22nd, Julie Cajun will be on stage, and behind the scenes director Linda Grindy will be conducting the play. Belief, give me the rest of it, Linda. Belief, the whole name of the play.
Lives and Stories of Montana's Salish Women.
Ladies, congratulations on a wonderful project, and I know I'm going to congratulate you after the 22nd on a successful run. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Julie Cajun, everyone, is an educator, a cultural historian, an actress. Her and her director, Linda Grindy, will be performing this wonderful, wonderful show, and everyone's got to get there September 18th through the 22nd in Lower Manhattan. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.